You're not going to want to miss the next episode of the AI show where we talk about reinforcement learning on Azure. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI show special build edition where we're going to talk about reinforcement learning. I've got a special guest. Hello, my friend. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Hey, Seth. I'm Keiji Kanazawa. I'm a principal program manager in Azure Machine Learning.
Fantastic. So let's start out with what is reinforcement learning?
Yeah. So reinforcement learning is the type of AI that comes into play when you have a system that interacts with the world, making a decision, taking an action, observing the result. So if you think about something like computer vision, it's a one-step process, right? You've got an image and it outputs, you know, a dog or a plane or whatever. So reinforcement learning is a bit different in that it takes multiple steps. It's continually interacting the world, it observes the world, takes an action, gets the result back, whether it's that was a good action or not, and then it keeps going.
I'm familiar with computer vision. So like you hit the nail right on the head. These things, basically you train them and then you use them and then you have to train them again. Reinforcement learning feels a little bit different in that it has to understand the state of the world and then do stuff. Can you get a little bit more specific on what the algorithms might look like?
Yeah. So essentially at a simple level, what's going to happen is, so again, the agent is taking a sequence of steps usually, right? And then only after a while, it knows that it did something good or bad. So basically, it has to back up from that goal state. So it could be, you know, it's winning a game or it's created a good way to schedule a workload or something. And then it needs to use different type of algorithms, which are called Markov decision processes, which model the state of the world and the value of the actions. And what the algorithms need to do is they need to go back from the goal state and think, hey, what was it, you know, what was good about what I did? And over a different trial, basically it's kind of a trial and error process. So over different trials, it begins to kind of learn, oh, okay, when I took that right turn there, that's what was good. And that's what these algorithms are doing, is basically from trial and error, trying to basically do a credit assignment of which actions lead to the best outcomes.
So that's amazing. I've heard of algorithms like Q-learning, but we're going to talk about something that does something a little bit different. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Q-learning is one of the earliest reinforcement learning algorithms. We're going to be using something called PPO or proximal policy optimization for the example that we're going to show you today.
Cool.
And there are different types of algorithms.
So let's look at it, because you sent me some slides. Why don't you explain what's going on here and maybe we can go through that?
Sure, absolutely. So basically, again, what you're trying to do is create a machine learning agent that learns from interacting the world. And the output is something that we call a policy, which is what takes the observation of the world and outputs the decision. If you can advance here. Yeah, so the policy is taking an observation of the world, and then next. It takes an action, and then next. It gets back a reward for that action. Now, like we talked about earlier, that reward may come, you know, 10, 20 steps after the action that you took, that was the important action. So that's where some of the challenges come in. And reinforcement learning is a really active research area. We're working very closely with researchers in Microsoft Research and other places to apply these algorithms.
So do you have something you can show us? I mean, how does Azure actually help with this?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me show you a very simple example here. So carpool is a well-known problem in reinforcement learning. The goal, if you look at this picture, there's a cart down here on the bottom. And that's the cart. The black part is the cart. It goes back and forth, left to right. And there's a pole here, which can kind of go sideways. So your goal is to move the cart fast enough and at the right, you know, in the right direction and speed to keep that pole upright. It's a standard control problem. And it's basically the hello world or MNIST reinforcement learning. And so what happens is it's basically in Azure Machine Learning. If you're familiar with Azure Machine Learning, it uses all the same concepts like your workspaces, your experiments, and your estimators. So let's just skip ahead here. And this is where you can create your experiment. And this is where you create your reinforcement learning estimator that you use to submit your training script to the Azure cloud.
Let's pause right there, because I think this is the new bit that I haven't seen before that is new in this release. So we have I've heard of like TensorFlow estimators, PyTorch estimators. Reinforcement learning estimator now is its own specific thing for reinforcement learning. How is this different than the other estimators?
Yeah, so first of all, it uses the standard framework called Ray. It's an open source framework that was developed at Berkeley. That's a new distributed computing framework. But it's also really, really good, in particular for reinforcement learning. That was one of the first uses that they added to it. And they have support for a lot of different reinforcement learning algorithms. Secondly, one of the key things of reinforcement learning is that once you get up to a certain level, you're going to want to farm out your compute and your training to a lot of machines. Like, so we have customers using our framework actually in private preview to run their jobs on hundreds of cores, like up to 500 cores. So the reinforcement learning estimator takes care of packaging up all of your code, sending it out to your distributed compute, and to do the effective training for reinforcement learning.
I see. So it's reinforcement learning requires a different kind of optimization, which the estimator enables that seamlessly without anybody having to do very much.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and also just like the other Azure Machine Learning estimators, it'll spin up your compute automatically when you need it. And when your training is done, it'll spin it down. So you're not, you know, using those compute for any longer than you have to. So some of the things that, you know, other people, so if you don't use our estimator, you may have to keep your own cluster going, and then you need to know when to start and when to stop them.
All right, well, let's get back to the demo, my friend.
Yeah, so let me just show you what the actual code looks like here. The Ray framework has made it really simple to add to run basic examples of reinforcement learning. And so Tune is the scheduler and orchestrator that the Array uses for reinforcement learning. We're using, again, this algorithm that we call PPO, which stands for proximal policy optimization. And in reinforcement learning, it's very common to see this concept of environment, which encapsulates the problem domain that you're working in. So this encapsulates, for example, card pool. There are a lot of Atari games and other games, as well as our customers have built industrial simulators that plug into the environment framework. And then the rest is fairly standard. Now, one special thing that we're doing here is called Monitor, which is we're recording the video of the problem that's being solved by the reinforcement learning algorithm. And so once you've submitted your training run, this is showing an example, but you can see it actually finished completed in 4 minutes. And if you click, you can see that what we're trying to do again is to get, what we're trying to do is get this reward number, in this case to 200, which means that it's able to balance the card pool, you know, pretty perfectly. And so it's able to do that really within a couple of minutes of actual training time. There's a bit of setup time before it actually starts running on Azure.
This is cool. So do you have like a demonstration of it, like that it learned the right thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a great question. So if you go down a little bit farther, this is showing the result of what it learned. So this particular one is showing the first movie, meaning the first frame that it started training, so you expect it not to do well. And it's a little hard to see here because you don't actually see it fall down because it fails so fast, so quickly. But basically, it's at that point, the pole is falling and it's the whole episode is over. That's why it only lasts for 0 seconds. But at the end of the training, you can see this video is lasting for 4 seconds. It's able to balance that pole through the whole time. And so that's the result of its training actions.
Now, this is really cool because, look, I'm used to formulating, computer vision problems, and it's a very specific camera. I always say that models are like glorified functions that were written with data. But this seems like a different class of machine learning stuff altogether. What kind of problems can people solve with this kind of technique?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So we're working with people in our, within Microsoft. We're using it for gaming, for innovating in the area of gaming intelligence. You'll hear more about what they're doing probably in the future. But we're also working with a lot of enterprise customers who are applying reinforcement learning to different types of optimization problems, like in manufacturing processes, logistical optimization for transport type domains. And they're seeing a lot of good results using reinforcement learning as a new part of their toolbox in how to solve these problems of optimizing large scale problems, over traditional methods, or actually in a lot of cases over human-built decision making. So we're really excited to see what other people are using reinforcement learning on Azure Machine Learning.
Well, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, and thank you to all of you who are watching. You've been learning all about reinforcement learning on Azure. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll see you next time. Take care.